now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You name the game, but anything you start, I figure to finish.
Well, indeed we do. Good day, America, and welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast, and you, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they're taking us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country that we love to mention, and sometimes we do, most times we don't. They give us love, but we love them right back as well. And no matter where you are, however, today's radio, as we talk about each and every day, is about radio on the go. It's all about the platform. It's all about the devices. It's all about the different ways that you can get not only the Spano and Black Attack, but the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on your device. And usually Joe talks about them, and he's going to talk about them this morning as well. Joe, take it away, Jose.
All right, Bob, number of different ways that you can check out the Spano and Black Attack, all the great programming on Sports Byline via your devices, not the least of which is sportsbyline.com, the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen, as well as on our homepage. Wealth of archived interviews separated by genre, be it your favorite sport or form of entertainment, all that more on sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of and a few you can't, be they Apple, be they PC, be they Android, or just go to iHeartRadio.com. Wealth of on-demand content from the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing on TuneIn Radio. App versatility, a wealth of on-demand content, a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. So check it out on TuneIn Radio as well. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and of course, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on Sports Byline.
A relationship which is proud and ongoing.
On the other side, Bob, we'll tip it off and set the table for a big first hour of the attack right after this.
This is Shaquille O'Neal, here with 13-year-old Dylan.
Pleased to meet me.
What's that smell?
My body spray, dude.
A little strong, isn't it, bro?
You know it.
Ooh, this is the perfect time for me to introduce new Gold Bond Men's Powder Spray. More than a scented body spray, it controls odor and wetness with a sophisticated scent. It really separates the men from the Dillons.
Hold up. Have my earbuds in. You say something?
Nope. Fellas, stay cool with Gold Bond.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
At Lowe's, we appreciate our pro customers. We also appreciate how important saving money is to your business. So we built LowesForPros.com, a website just for pros that lets you order, manage spending, set up deliveries, and save money from anywhere. And for a limited time, you can take advantage of our Pro Appreciation event and save 10% online when you sign up and log in at LowesForPros.com. Now through May 6, 2016. Exclusions apply. Registration required for savings online. U.S. only.
You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
We're not ordinary people. We're morons.
Wait a second. That was a shot, wasn't it?
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Kind of ironic coming from the West Coast. Welcome back to the attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Cindy Roberto out on the coast. And the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529, at Span56, at BobBlack71, and of course, at Sports Byline USA. Let's set the table and start devouring our meal, my friend.
You got it, Bob. We've got a big 2 hours on tap here on the Spano and Black Attack. We're going to start out talking NBA playoffs, and we're going to get back in the swing of that after coming off a big weekend of the NFL draft. We have a couple of second-round matchups in the NBA conference semifinals, one that was a game two, one a game one from last night. We'll also look ahead to tonight's action in the NBA playoffs. So it's going to be a lot of NBA playoffs throughout this 2 hours. It's going to probably take us all of hour one. We'll then roll into hour two. And then from there, at the very back end of the show, we'll clean up any other news. In between, we have a couple of guests. 8:40 a.m. Eastern time, 40 after hour number one. Travis Ryer from BamaOnline.com will join us. We'll get his take on some of the Alabama players that were drafted into the NFL. A couple of them dropped and ended up going a little later than we expected. We'll talk about why they dropped. Also, burgeoning scandal out at Alabama. Bo Davis, one of Alabama's important assistants, the defensive line coach, has resigned amid impermissible contact allegations. So we'll talk to Travis about that as well at 40 after hour number one, 8:40 a.m. Eastern time. Then at 9:10 a.m. Eastern time, 10 after hour number two, Shamika Holzkall, WNBA legend, will join us and talk to us about a film on her life, an autobiographical film that chronicles her life and her challenges. Looks like a very interesting film, and we'll talk to Shamika about her life and how she ended up at that point making that film. So that'll be a whole lot of fun at 10 after 9, 9, 10 a.m. Eastern time, Bob.
Yep, and, you know, we've had her on before. She's a terrific interview and a legend in the WNBA, and she's had a rough go of it in some areas, and we'll explore that a little bit with her. But what do you say we go to the NBA and get into last night's action, Cleveland against Atlanta? We'll start right there, my friend.
You got it. Cleveland over Atlanta, 104-93. Take the one game, the none series lead, the best of seven series there in that Eastern Conference semifinal matchup. You know, really a game that Cleveland controlled most of the way. To me, that was in many ways the overriding story. Cleveland controlling this one most of the way and then really giving it up late third and into the fourth quarter. It was anybody's game for much of the fourth quarter. Last 4.5 minutes, when it counted the most, and it was a matter of who made the big shots that would end up deciding the winner, it was all Cavaliers in the final 4.5 minutes after Atlanta had gone up 88-87. And again, the final tally, 104-93. Cleveland protects their home court. They take the one game to none lead in this series. And while Cleveland was good most of the way or dominant most of the way, that run late third into the fourth had you a little bit worried as Atlanta actually did get over the top after making the big comeback and did take the lead. However, down the stretch, when it mattered most, and champions kind of raised their game and determined who's going to win and who's going to go home on the losing end of things, it was all Cavaliers down the stretch making all the big shots and seizing control of this game again for good late to take game one, Bob.
Yeah, no question about it. And I was impressed with the way Cleveland jumped out. And, you know, a lot of times when you've been sitting a little while or the circumstances are where maybe you're feeling a little tight in the collar, you start out a little sluggish, a little slow. No such case with the Cleveland Cavaliers. They really jumped out early. And as you said, were controlling it, but slowly but surely, Atlanta, who is well coached and they got a lot of veterans on that team, crept their way back in. Got over the hump, as you said, at one point in time. But I was very impressed, Joe, with the way Cleveland did not panic, did not choke. It was a group effort yet again. And they had a lot of people contribute going down the stretch. And they did not lose their home court advantage. And again, we always talk about it. Nothing really starts until the home court disappears. They held on. And, you know, right now the series is in their hand. We'll see how it is going forward.
You're exactly right. LeBron, you know, again, numbers were nice, but not out of this world kind of numbers. But if you watch this game, LeBron was big in all the key spots. Every time Cleveland needed a big play and needed an answer, he provided it. 25 points, 9 assists. See, and he loves to facilitate the offense of everybody else. 9 assists, 7 rebounds, 5 steals. But he played bigger last night than the numbers and was a bigger factor than his numbers would even indicate, as every time the Cavaliers really needed that key play and that answer, he provided it. And he was terrific, along with Tristan Thompson, 14 rebounds on overall and 7 on the offensive glass that were important in the big start for the Cavaliers as they led to those 10 second chance points, which really set the tone in many ways for the Cleveland Cavaliers. And, you know, much like we talked about, most of the way, really the entire first half, it was all Cavaliers, and it was really starting to look like it was going to be a laugher as you got to around the midpoint in the third quarter, and this was a 20-plus point game. And then give Atlanta a lot of credit. They stormed back, and it was led by Dennis Schroeder, who had 27 points, 3 rebounds, 6 assists, and he really led that big comeback for Atlanta. Ironically, down the stretch, they lift Jeff Teague and put Schroeder in for the final 5 minutes. And really, he couldn't recapture that magic from earlier in the game. And that's where the Cavaliers took over and the Atlanta Hawks really fell flat. And the Cavaliers were able to take this one over and make it all theirs down the stretch.
Well, you know, I like it when coaches do this. And, you know, we always talk about the formula, Joe. Well, it's time to put the other guy back in. And, you know, it's we're at the X minute mark. Here we go. You know, Schroeder had such a good game last night. And I had no issue with him going back in. But as you said, unable to recapture the magic, couldn't get over the hump at the back end of the game. And ended up costing them. But I had no issue with him being on the floor. And Jeff Teague, not.
You know, and it's funny, Bob, you talked about they actually did get over the hump. Usually when
No. I meant get over
back,
the hump. I meant get over the hump for the final score, that's all. I mean, I recognized they got over the hump before that.
Yeah, no, because usually that's what happens when you're storming back from down that much. Usually you can never get over the top and take the lead, and that usually ends up dooming you. Ironically, right. Atlanta actually did get over the top and take the lead. And once they did, it was almost like they were out of gas. Schroeder was back in the game. He couldn't recapture his magic from earlier. And it was all Cleveland Cavaliers down the stretch. As I said, you know, LeBron was terrific. Kyrie was very solid on the offensive end. Not that great on the defensive end. And it looks like in many ways, maybe Atlanta found something going forward with Dennis Schroeder on Kyrie Irving, who really struggled to guard him in this one. So that'll be something to watch out for. Kevin Love, good stat line numbers-wise, 17 and 11. but he did really struggle from the field. He got dinged up as well, so we'll keep an eye on his health going forward. But again, overall, a very productive night for the big three. Tristan Thompson chips in a big way. And once again, Atlanta has trouble shooting the ball, and that coupled with an invisible Kyle Korver goes a long way in determining the outcome in this game as well.
Yep, no question about it. As we get up against it and go to the other side, a couple of points we need to pick up there. We need to talk about Schroeder being on the court at the end of the game, Love dinging the shoulder, and you know, the fact that Cleveland in the matchups, it kind of looks good for them. No Mozgov on the court, and there was a reason for it.
We'll talk about all that more next. Take your calls at 800-878-PLAY. That's all next on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. No flipping.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24-7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Want to bet?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529, at Span56, at BobBlack71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. Joe, a number of things we need to go after here, because I heard some stuff at the end. Well, you know, Schroeder was sitting, and no. Schroeder was having a great game. I had zero issue with Coach Bud having him in the game and Teague sitting at that point in time. And as you said, and I think rightfully so going forward, it looks like they got a little bit of a mismatch issue there with Kyrie Irving not being able to handle Dennis Schroeder.
Well, the evolution of Dennis Schroeder, always great off the bounce. His uncanny athleticism is a tough guard for anybody. Now, he's really developed that outside shot a couple of years in the league, and he's become lethal as a result. If you watch this game, the entire game, they were going underneath the screens, and Schroeder was killing him from deep, 5 for 10 from deep.
Yep.
So it's a very, very versatile offensive game for Dennis Schroeder. And it's one of the reasons why the Atlanta Hawks were exploring trading Jeff Teague at the deadline. And maybe they'll trade him this summer. It's not a knock on Jeff Teague, who's one of the better point guards in this league. But you've got an emerging star who you need to clear the way for in Dennis Schroeder. So I'm not convinced you can have both of them long-term there and find minutes for both of them. Now, maybe late in this basketball game, you might have kept both of them on the floor. It's not something they do a lot of in Atlanta. But with Kyle Korver being, well, to be kind, completely invisible, there was probably no reason to have him on the floor late. Maybe you keep Teague and Schroeder out there together. It's a little Monday morning quarterbacking, a little backseat driving, whatever you want to call it. I, like you, I applaud Coach Bud for his Coach Pop-like qualities as it relates to courage. You know, normally it's time for Teague to stay in that game in that spot. He actually got lifted. Schroeder went back in down the stretch. He had had a great game, and he was one of the guys who put them in that prime position to have a chance to win this game, as this was Cleveland's game most of the way. So I have no problem. It backfired on them as Dennis Schroeder couldn't recapture that magic, and the Atlanta Hawks could do nothing down the stretch of this basketball game. But no, like you, no problems with it. And, you know, you don't see enough coaches with that kind of courage to play the hot hand. They stay with the formula. In this case, they don't stay with the formula. It backfires on them. But ultimately, moving forward, I think you have something that you can exploit here in Dennis Schroeder on Kyrie Irving or Matt Dellavedova or anybody else in that Cleveland Cavaliers backcourt.
Yeah, no question about it. Athletically, they just don't match up. And, you know, the other aspect of it, too, is it's going to be a fun series in the fact that you're seeing, quote-unquote, small ball here. You know, as I said, Timothy Mozgov on the bench. And, you know, when you look at it, Joe, Cleveland's very comfortable. And Thompson had a terrific game, of course, but they feel they can match up with that smaller lineup, run with anybody. And as athletic as Atlanta can be at times, they are a little bit undersized in certain positions, in certain matchups. And Cleveland feels very comfortable going against them, thinking that they have the better talent when it comes to the individual matchups. And they're right.
Well, you haven't seen much of Mozgov the entire postseason. With rotations being shortened and this kind of evolution as far as the chemistry of the big three, one of the ways they were able to foster that chemistry and that effectiveness was the second unit center a lot of times when Tristan Thompson went out of the game was Kevin Love. And right. When it wasn't Kevin Love, it was another stretch-type player in Channing Frye. So what they've decided to do, and it's unfortunate for Timothy Mozgov, but we probably won't see him barring injury much this entire postseason with shortened rotation and the style of basketball that the Cleveland Cavaliers want to play. When Tristan Thompson's not in the game, it's a very, very small lineup with the floor well-spaced that allows LeBron James and Kyrie Irving to operate in a manner that they're most comfortable with. So get used to not seeing much Timothy Mozgov, and on the rare instance you see a big that isn't Tristan Thompson or Kevin Love, the next big you're going to see because of his ability to space the floor is Channing Frye. So, you know, for this postseason run, barring injury, I don't think we see much Timothy Mozgov. As the Cavaliers over the last couple of weeks of the regular season, and in particular in this early postseason run, have found a style of small ball that they're very, very comfortable with and they think works best for them.
Yeah, but I am curious to see, should they go up against Toronto in the next round, of course, if they get that far, whether or not that has to alter a little bit. But it was just something worth noting.
All right, cool. You know, this series will continue on Wednesday night, I believe. It is on Wednesday night, and, you know, we'll dive into that matchup. Actually, I'm sorry, on Thursday night. No, it is Wednesday night. I'm okay.
Wednesday.
Yeah, they'll continue on Wednesday night with this matchup, and, you know, tomorrow we'll dive into previewing game two and talk about the whys, the wherefores, and everything else. Yes, they do. They continue. Game two is on Wednesday night on TNT, a little 8 p.m. action. What do you say we get to the nightcap or start diving into the nightcap of the two games that took place in the NBA playoffs last night? And you talk about a series not starting until a team loses on their home court. Well, after a dominating game one, the San Antonio Spurs came back to earth, boy. It was a good game throughout. It had a wild, wild ending. OKC over San Antonio, 98-97, to even this one at one apiece, Bob.
Yeah, I mean, I discovered something I can do, Joe. And that's coach
What's
on
that?
The NBA level. Coach on the NBA level, because I think I can get across to my players, don't leave your feet when somebody's attempting a three-point shot. Good Lord.
How
many times
can get that across to them?
I think that I can get that across to them.
All right.
How, three times in the first half and then at the end of the game? Are you kidding me? We've talked about it throughout the entire regular season, OKC's inability to close out. And, man, did they try to give this game back to San Antonio with a complete inability to close out.
I mean, that's a fair statement. We've talked about it a lot of late, the Thunder's inability to finish a team when they have them down. But this was a bizarre ending, and I don't know if you were up late enough to see the end of this basketball game, but...
Oh, I was.
What a wild, wild ending. And the realities are, there are a whole bunch of fouls committed in this one, but the most notable one was the forearm from Deion Waiters to Manu Ginobili while inbounding the basketball with 13 and a half seconds left. Should have been an offensive foul, which in that situation as the inbounder, it's a free throw for the San Antonio Spurs that can be shot by any player on the floor of the choosing of the head coach, and then it would have been San Antonio's basketball.
Right.
I mean, I've never seen that before where the inbounder actually reaches forward, you know, over the out-of-bounds line, shivers the defender to get clear some space, and then inbounds the basketball. And by the way, if you don't call the offensive foul, which was bizarre, here's the other thing you can call. Deion Waiters left his feet.
Yep.
And basically took a jump shot to inbound the basketball.
Yeah.
That's
illegal.
Also a violation. So there were several violations on the inbound play, two of them by Deion Waiters. And at the very least, San Antonio, with 13 and a half seconds left, should have had an opportunity to set up a better offensive possession that might have put him in a position to win this basketball game. To me, that's the big controversial part of it. Again, the Spurs will make no excuses because that's not their style. They'll say this. Yeah, a foul or a violation of some kind should have been called. We should have got the ball back with 13 and a half seconds left and an opportunity to run a decent set that might have netted a victory. But it's our own fault for letting it get to this point. So we lost because we weren't the better team. The Spurs will make no excuses. I'll make the excuse for them. They should have had a chance to run a play with 13 and a half seconds left and not get into that helter-skelter set that they had to run that resulted in the air ball from Patty Mills due to the great closeout by Steven Adams. You know,
yeah.
I'll make that excuse for them. That's the truth of the situation. But the other truth of the situation is San Antonio let it get to this point by playing less than their best basketball.
Oh, no question about it. I mean, look, after the epic blowout in game one, OKC came prepared. They took it to San Antonio early, and they were controlling tempo early, and they were doing the things that they did during the regular season to get to the really terrific record that they had. You know, there are two teams on the basketball court, but the reality is, come the end of that basketball game, and I'll say, you said it for San Antonio, I'll say it for the referees. They screwed the pooch. That game was out of control. at the end of the basketball game. And even with the fact that, you know, Dion Waiters was allowed to get the ball in, it looked like a rugby scrum from that point on as far as trying to control it, control the basketball. Any number of fouls and body contact could have been called. And the referees were Mo, Larry, and Curly. They had their eyes closed, and they weren't doing their job. They really messed it up.
Well, up next here on the Attack, Travis Ryer, BamaOnline.com, joins us. We'll talk about the fortunes of some Alabama Crimson Tide players in this past NFL draft and the resignation of Bo Davis from the Alabama coaching staff. That's all next here on the Spano and Black Attack. You be sure to keep it where it is.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
With OnStar, you don't need to drive the newest model car to have the latest in connectivity. If you're not connected, now get select OnStar services free for 3 years with no strings attached. You'll get a mobile app that lets you start your car or unlock your doors from your phone and monthly diagnostic email reports. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 years of free mobile app and diagnostic services. Emergency and security services are not included. Eligible on select 2011 and newer vehicles. Visit OnStar.com for details, coverage map, and system limitations.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Put the phones on hold for a couple minutes as we're joined by Travis Ryer from BamaOnline.com and 247 Sports. Welcome, Travis. Nice to have you back with us. A lot going on in the world of Alabama football, not only the draft, but a little bit of scandal going on, and I guess that's where we'll start. Bo Davis stepping down, and not under the best of circumstances. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, a little bit of an unexpected change at this point in the football calendar year as Bo Davis, as you alluded to, Bob, dismissed after a recruiting violation led to an investigation within the program and the university that yielded the results that maybe Davis wasn't as forthcoming or truthful as he should have been initially. And with that, Nick Saban was in the market for a new defensive line coach.
Well, let's talk about why we got to this point. It looks like it has to do with recruiting violations, specifically that bugaboo phrase, impermissible contact. So why don't you detail exactly why Bo Davis is out as the head, as the defensive line coach at Alabama?
Pretty simple. You know, there are times on the recruiting calendar where contact with prospects off campus is allowed, and there's simply times where it is not. And apparently Davis had contact with at least one prospect during that time of year, which is typically referred to as the dead period. And that's a no-no, a very obvious no-no. It's a fundamental mistake. I mean, coaches know. And so when it came down to it and he was asked about it, again, apparently not as forthcoming or as truthful as he should have been. And as a result, pretty much on the spot or right at the end of the investigation by Nick Saban and the athletic department, he was told that his services were no longer needed.
All right, going forward now, because this is something that could lead to sanctions by the NCAA, but a lot of times when the coach in this situation resigns, none of the players that were involved in the impermissible contact ended up signing with Alabama. What do you expect to happen going forward, Travis? Is this something that will cause sanctions at Alabama as it relates to perhaps a bowl ban or a postseason ban or a scholarship ban? Or do you expect the fact that they fired the coach for there to be no further significant ramifications?
Now, hard to say, although we've seen in some previous cases, most recently, or maybe the closest parallel that could be drawn was Joker Phillips, the former Kentucky head coach, was an assistant at Florida, had a similar situation arise down there in the last year or so and was dismissed. And from what I can tell, nothing further has come from it for UF. So if you're Alabama, you're probably hoping for a similar result from this. You obviously hate to lose an excellent position coach and recruiter like Bo Davis, but if it keeps you from the type of sanctions that you mentioned, bowl bans or things like that, obviously that's the choice you make. And I think timeliness is everything too, Bob. You know, how you responded as a university, as an athletic department, the swiftness and the severity in which you went about dealing with the manner probably should help Alabama in this case. So right now I tend to lean towards more of it being a problem for Bo Davis moving forward than Alabama.
You know, and Joe brings up good points with that. One thing that he and I always talk about, and you mentioned the recruiting aspect and also his coaching acumen, we love it when athletes are coached up on the collegiate level where they hit the pros running. And one thing that Bo Davis has been able to do is coach up his defensive linemen to the point where Alabama's become a real pipeline for defensive linemen going into the NFL and being ready to contribute. Who's going to replace him? How do they get that done? And will they be able to compensate for the fact that this guy was a hell of a coach and a hell of a recruiter?
Yeah, that's the big question. And right now, you know, there's been multiple reports that Carl Dunbar, the former NFL assistant, most recently of the Buffalo Bills, is going to be the guy in all likelihood to come in and fill that void. So when you talk about player development, Bob, a guy like Dunbar, given his resume at the next level, should be able to continue to help produce that type of player at Alabama. What you don't know is if it is Dunbar from a recruiting standpoint, you know, will he be as impactful as Bo Davis was? Bo Davis in his second stint around with Alabama this most recent time, very good on the recruiting trail. Dunbar, again, has been almost exclusively at the NFL level. He is from the state of Louisiana and obviously has ties to that area, so that should help. But if it is Dunbar, I think player development you feel really good about. Recruiting, a little bit of an unknown, but something he should be able to pick up.
Well, you know, before we swing to the Crimson Tide's fortunes in this year's NFL draft, you talk about the letdown that you may have in recruiting. There are so many other people on that staff that are great recruiters and have so much ability to get out there and help Alabama beat the bushes and have these preeminent recruiting classes that they often have. Plus, it's Alabama. At this point, it kind of recruits itself. Do you think the loss of a recruiter will have a significant impact, or could you see other members of this staff, along with the fact that they are the Alabama Crimson Tide, that'll kind of overcome the loss of Bo Davis on the recruiting trail?
I think you hit on it. You know, it's more of a staff-wide commitment or effort to landing these type of players than it is just an individual or two that's getting the job done. Bo had received a lot of notoriety in the last year or two for some of the work he had done, and all the credit to him. But it starts with the area recruiter, which is what the position coaches and coordinators are. But when you got a guy that can close like Nick Saban, you get prospects on campus and you have the resources and facilities that Alabama has, not to mention the four national championships in the last 7 years, I think you pretty much said it. It recruits on its own. Now, these guys do get after it. They still do. The complacency just isn't part of the verbiage or the vernacular here under Nick Saban. So they still work it as hard as anyone. But it is. It's a team-wide, it's a program-wide effort as much as anything.
Bob Black, Joe Spano, along with Travis Ryer from Bama Online and 247 Sports. Let's swing to the NFL draft just behind us in the rearview mirror a little bit. But as usual, a lot of guys from the Crimson Tide. And starting with what Joe and I both thought was a magnificent pick for the Indianapolis Colts, and that's Ryan Kelly, the best center in the draft.
Just a solid all-around guy, and you talk about technique. He is as polished as any center you're going to find going to the next level, and we all know it's pretty rare these days for centers to go in the first round, but for one to go number 18 overall, that tells you what the guys, the people at the next level really thought of Ryan, and a three-year starter, the Remington Trophy Award winner for 2015, extremely bright and intelligent. You know, that battery of Kelly and Andrew Luck probably has, you know, a combined 70 on the ACT. Those guys are really, really bright dudes. So I like the pick as well. I think you basically take care of yourself, barring injury, for 10 years or so at that spot to go along with Luck. And I think some people were a little surprised, but whenever you asked around the league, pretty much every team had a first-round grade on Ryan Kelly, and that's where he went.
You know, it was interesting in watching the draft unfold. There were a lot of these Alabama Crimson Tide players that were projected to be picked in the middle or back of the first round. They all ended up dropping to the second round. With Reggie Ragland, it was a medical red flag. Derrick Henry went right about where we expected him to go. But specifically, I'm talking about A'shaun Robinson and Jaren Reed. Those guys I was shocked to see drop into the second round, and there were a couple of guys that got picked ahead of them that surprised me an awful lot. Any insight into why these guys moved down on the draft boards of some of these teams and why they dropped into the second round?
You know, I wasn't so much surprised that one of them dropped to the second round because it seemed like there was pretty good depth in this defensive line class. But, yeah, to see both go to the second, that was a surprise. And I think it goes back to pass rush. Ultimately, that's what this league is about now, getting after the quarterback on the defensive side. And I will say, in fairness to A'shaun Robinson, if you go back and watch the tape, he saw tons of double teams this past season, which freed up Jonathan Allen to have the big season he did as a pass rusher, although Allen's a very good pass rusher in his own right. So, I think that hurt both those guys. You know, Jaren's known more as a two-gap run defender type than he is an interior pass rusher. So the depth in the DL class, along with maybe some concerns about pass rush, and there were rumblings about Robinson in terms of effort, although it wasn't something that was very noticeable to me as far as him taking plays off. But I think those things kind of came together to push those guys down a little bit.
You know, you talk about going into an environment, and sometimes that dictates the success of the individual players. You got A'shaun Robinson going into a Lion team that, you know, could go either way at this particular point in time. They looked good at times last year. Sometimes they didn't. Jaren Reed going into a successful program in Seattle. Let's talk about Robinson first. How do you like the fit in Detroit?
I like the fit for Detroit. I just don't know if I like it for A'Shaun. You know, it is the Lions, and at some point that thing's got to turn around. But, you know, with Calvin Johnson retiring in the offseason, they still have a quarterback that's capable of putting up numbers and helping them win games. But it's obviously a situation he's going to walk into and be able to play immediately, because we all know they've had a pretty good bit of turnover up front the last couple of years with Sue and Fairley and some of those guys moving on. So I think I expect A'Shaun to go right into Detroit and be a day one starter type and do well for him.
Final one from me before we let you run, and we're going to wrap you up and send you on your way. We know you got a busy day. Kenyon Drake, round three to Miami. Desperate need of a running back there. I think this looks like a great situation for Kenyon Drake to make an immediate impact for the Miami Dolphins. And Cyrus Jones at the back of round two going to the New England Patriots. I'm sure he'll have an impact in the return game. He's a great return man. And also probably step right in right away as perhaps a nickel corner type. Give us a quick 60 to 90 second rundown on those two guys before we let you get out the door.
Yeah, I think both are situational players, as you alluded to, going into their rookie seasons. Cyrus can play that slot corner position, as you said, return kicks. System should be seamless in making the transition going from Saban to Belichick. Obviously a good fit from that standpoint. With Kenyon, I think he's more of a third down guy, maybe a receiver early on, another guy who can return kickoffs. Not sure Kenyon is an every down guy, maybe becomes that at the next level. But yeah, in terms of value, especially in the third round, I thought the Dolphins did well there.
Travis, thanks so much for a few minutes. You brought some keen insight today on the Alabama situation as it relates to Bo Davis, and some keen insight on these guys going in the NFL draft and what their futures hold. We really do appreciate it. We look forward to having you on again down the line. Thanks so much.
Joe, Bob, always appreciate you guys having me on. Thank you.
You got it. Bye-bye now. That was Travis Ryer, BamaOnline.com and 24/7 Sports in conjunction with CBSSports.com. Bob, great insight from him on the entire situation out in Tuscaloosa, from Bo Davis having to resign to the wealth of Crimson Tide players picked in the NFL draft. On the other side, we'll tie a bow around a big hour one and take a peek ahead to a big hour two. That's all next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Funny how? I mean, what's funny about it?
Tommy, no, you got it all wrong.
Oh, Anthony. He's a big boy. He knows what he said. What'd you say?
You're right.
Funny how? What?
Just, you know, you're funny.
You mean, so? Let me understand this, because maybe it's me, but I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Just, you know how you tell a story. What?
No, I don't know. You said it. How do I know? You said I'm funny. Tell me. Tell me what's funny.
That never gets old, Joe, does it?
No, it does not, Bob. We continue here with the Attack on Sports Byline, 800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number to get involved, 800-878-7529. If you prefer Twitter, as I know many of you do, at Span56, at BobBlack71, at Sports Byline USA. And there's a myriad of topics that are all fair game to discuss. Anything on the NFL draft, particular focus, of course, Alabama Crimson Tide players today in the NFL draft, the situation in its entirety at Alabama, all the NBA playoff talk, or anything else you want to weigh in, all fair game, 800-878-PLAYER on Twitter, at Span56, at BobBlack71, at Sports Byline USA. And we got to thank Travis Ryer for checking in, giving us some keen insight on the entire Alabama situation, Bob. And I thought he gave us a lot of great answers and what to expect going forward.
Yep. I mean, you know, he made a great point. When you have Nick Saban closing things in the living room, you know, he's always going to get it done. Look at the rings. But Dunbar's going to have some big shoes to fill, not only on the coach-up level, which, you know, he's been in the NFL, should be able to do that, but he still has to go into the living rooms and get stuff done there and on the campus as well.
Somehow I have a feeling that they'll be able to overcome that with the balance of that staff as well.
Yep.
And plus, it's Alabama at this point. It is one of those handful of programs that does recruit itself.
Yeah, they do.
Bob, what do you say we step aside for the news right now here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and then we'll get you ready for a big hour two of the Spano and Black Attack right here on Sports Byline.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
It's presidential primary day in Indiana, and Republican hopeful Ted Cruz says his campaign can win Indiana if they continue standing as one.
And if we continue to unite the nation, we will win the general election. We will beat Hillary Clinton, and we will turn this great nation around.
This could be the last chance for Ted Cruz to slow frontrunner Donald Trump's momentum. Donald Trump, by the way, saying the deal between John Kasich and Ted Cruz was, quote, stupid.
While I assume they didn't ink it, I still say before the ink was dry, it was violated by both parties, right? Politicians, this is what we have. These are the people that negotiate for us.
Indiana, by the way, is a winner-take-all state for Republicans with 57 delegates available. The Democrats going after 92 delegates in their proportional race. This is USA Radio News.
Have you been to USARadio.com? The latest breaking stories, the hottest news, and the best radio all in one place. It's available for free on your smartphone, on your computer, and you can listen with your Bluetooth-enabled car. You can listen to classic radio theater, Daybreak USA with Angie Austin, and my new show that takes you from online to on air, your news feed on the radio, Trending Today USA with Rusty Humphries. Check it out, USARadio.com. That's USARadio.com.
Don't miss Kohl's back-to-school sale starting Friday. You'll find the hottest active styles and brands on sale for the whole family, like Adidas, Fila, New Balance, Puma, Tech Gear, and more. Save even more when you shop three-day doorbusters throughout the store, Friday through Sunday. And everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Plus, Alabama, pay no sales tax Friday through Sunday. Be yourself. Kohl's. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Sinead O'Connor is blaming Arsenio Hall for giving drugs to the late music legend Prince. The Irish singer posting a rant on her Facebook saying the DEA should be looking into Hall. She accused him of supplying the pop star and others with drugs for years. While we're talking about Prince this morning, the government going to make hundreds of millions of dollars from his death.
The late pop star Prince reportedly did not have a will, meaning the government will take 50% of his estate. Rachel Gressler of the Heritage Foundation tells USA Radio News that punishing tax on middle-class families actually hurts the nation's economy.
The impact of the death tax on that is to reduce the amount of capital that there is, and that reduces the number of jobs that are available in the economy. We found that it would cut employment by 18,000 per year.
Gressler added many families are dismayed to find most of their loved ones' life work taken by the government.
And the Olympic flame begins its journey through Brazil today, where at least 12,000 torchbearers will carry the flame to nearly 330 cities. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Russ Jones, USA Radio News Director. My team and I are passionate about bringing you the best news product you can find on the radio. While we aren't biased, we are unabashedly American. With news bureaus across the nation and even Israel, we deliver news and sports 24 hours a day. If you miss the news at the top of the hour, make sure you check us out on the web at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com.
Going through a plane's first-class cabin is enough, apparently, to trigger air rage for some air travelers. Researchers from the University of Toronto studied hundreds of flights and found that having passengers fly economy go through first class made a flight 11 times more likely to have an air rage incident. In New Jersey, Governor Chris Christie still at odds with the state assembly speaker over what to do with the struggling Atlantic City. Scott Pringle reports.
Governor Christie insists on a state takeover of Atlantic City, but AC's mayor fears that will give city officials no representation. Assembly Speaker Vincent Prieto instead has a measure to be voted on Thursday that gives AC a couple years to figure out its major fiscal jam. Now, yesterday, Atlantic City decided to make its $1.8 million debt payment, but Christie says, in his words, that's something all municipalities do on a regular basis. The fact is that it gives me no more confidence. And Christie went on to say AC will be out of money in a couple weeks. Scott Pringle, New Jersey.
A South Carolina teenager going to find out today if he'll serve more jail time for a plot to join ISIS and kill American soldiers. The teen is of Syrian heritage and wanted to target North Carolina troops with the help of an unnamed radical Muslim from the Tar Heel States. He went before a parole board yesterday and denied any involvement. And U.S. Navy officials in San Diego test an unmanned ship designed for transatlantic missions. The 132-foot self-driving ship is the world's largest unmanned surface vessel. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We're here. We're all thrilled.
Oh, indeed we are. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. At Span 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course, at Sports Byline USA. My friend, we got a big hour or two in front of us, don't we?
We sure do, Bob. We've got Chamika Holzkow right on the other side at 10 after 9, 9:10 a.m. Eastern time, right at the top of hour number two. Then we're going to roll back into the NBA and finish up on OKC and San Antonio, take a look ahead to tonight's action. And then as we move along towards the back end of the hour, we'll dive into any other news around the world of sports that we can get into. And there were a couple of stories that are pretty darn interesting, Bob. So it'll be a fun and jam-packed hour number two. Really looking forward to talking to Chamika Holzkow right on the other side, Bob. That one excites me a whole heck of a lot. We'll talk about her new movie and everything else going on in her life as yep. we move along here. But let's give some love to the many ways that you can listen to Sports Byline on the go on your devices. And you can start with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings as they happen on the network. And also on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. Check all that more out at sportsbyline.com. iHeartRadio. Great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, be it Apple, be it Android, be it PC, or simply go to iHeartRadio.com. Wealth of on-demand content, a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Same deal for TuneIn Radio. App versatility, wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and never, ever let us forget the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out Spano and Black and all the other great programming on Sports Byline.
We love you guys and gals overseas. We try to give you a little taste of home. Thank you very much.
On the other side, Chamika Holzkow joins us, and we're going to talk to this WNBA legend about the new film coming out on her life and more next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Keep it where it is.
This is Shaquille O'Neal, here with 13-year-old Dylan.
Pleased to meet me.
What's that smell?
My body spray, dude.
A little strong, isn't it, bro?
You know it.
Ooh, this is the perfect time for me to introduce new Gold Bond Men's Powder Spray. More than a scented body spray, it controls odor and wetness with a sophisticated scent. It really separates the men from the Dylans.
Hold up. Have my earbuds in. You say something?
Nope. Fellas, stay cool with Gold Bond.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
At Lowe's, we appreciate our pro customers. We also appreciate how important saving money is to your business. So we built LowesForPros.com, a website just for pros that lets you order, manage spending, set up deliveries, and save money from anywhere. And for a limited time, you can take advantage of our Pro Appreciation event and save 10% online when you sign up and log in at LowesForPros.com. Now through May 6, 2016. Exclusions apply. Registration required for savings online. U.S. only.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black, Joe Spano. It's our honor to be joined by Shamiqua Holdsclaw, who one of the greatest players in the world of basketball ever, and not only a legend on the court, but somebody who is so interesting off the court. And there's a new documentary debuting today on Logo, and it's called Mind Game, The Unquiet Journey of Shamiqua Holdsclaw. And she's nice enough to join us here on The Attack this morning. Good morning. It's nice to have you with us.
Good morning, Joe and Bob. How are you guys?
We're doing great.
We're doing great.
Thank you so much. You know, it's this film's coming out today, and it's just an examination of your life, not only the highs, but the lows that you've dealt with. Why don't you lead us through the journey on how this came to be?
Wow. So, yes, the journey is, you know, it's about my sporting career, a lot of it. But just me growing up and my struggles with mental health illness. Back in, was it 2011, Rick Goldsmith, the film director, he was actually searching the New York Times for his next story, and he happens to open it up, and the front page of the sports is me. An article in which William Roden wrote, and the article was talking about my advocacy work at universities and colleges. And Rick, who loves to write social conscious, you know, documentaries, fell in love with the product. But it's funny because he's like, why is his name so familiar? And it comes to be that his best friend, Lon Babby, who is now the president of the Phoenix Suns, was my agent when I was playing basketball. So he made the connection, and honestly, at first, when he came to Atlanta to meet with me, I wasn't, you know, all in. You know, it's really difficult opening up your life like that, so I really had to get him some more, kind of get to know him, kind of see, you know, why he was so interested in this project. And it came to find out, you know, he has a family that struggled with mental health illness, an uncle, and also his daughter has gone through a lot. And so I felt like his heart was in the right place, and I was open to share.
You know, Shamiqua, you mentioned that it's tough to open up. How hard was this all to live? You know, you've fought a lot of battles and in many ways won some wars here. What was it like to relive all of this in the way that was necessary in order for your life story to be memorialized on celluloid, as it were, and become a movie? Talk about that experience and how difficult that was for you.
It was really tough because, you know, it's just like pieces of my life, you know, it's popped up right in front of me, and they're more of a discussion, you know. You know, the director, he's having to really talk to me about stuff, how do I feel emotionally about it, and I'm like, wow, you know, I kind of forgot about that. You know, he's digging up footage from when I was a kid, stories from when I was younger, and the next thing you know, I'm like, okay, the world, you know, whoever goes to see this film, it's out there, they're going to notice. But I think, you know, each time that I watched it, and I've probably seen it over, you know, 40 to 50 times, I see a person that's, you know, gone through tremendous ups and downs, but a person that has just grown so much. And I'm just really proud of myself. And it's funny because people are like, how can you keep watching it? I'm like, honestly, every time I watch it, I see something different. You know, I see a different part of me I didn't see before. I become more appreciative of different things, especially my friends and my family, because for so long, this is something that I dealt with by myself because I thought, you know, no one would understand. And just the way my family has just rallied behind me and my friends, I'm just really just glad I have them in my life.
Well, that's interesting. You talk about how many times you watched it, and it's very rare that we get to examine our own lives from a different perspective. Do you find the more you watch it, the more therapeutic this journey has become for you?
Definitely. And you know, all the shame, you know, has gone away. You know, when you're dealing with something like this, especially at the time when, you know, I was in the spotlight and in my career, and there were so many things that were said about me. It's like I'm an enigma. You know, people didn't really understand, and it's because I kept a lot of my struggles to myself. Now it's like, here, you know, this is what kind of happened. This is what I've gone through. And now people that see it, or whether it be old coaches or teammates, like, wow, you know, I'm so proud of you. I had no clue. I don't blame them, but it was something that I didn't know about. I didn't know, even though I had a dad that struggled with schizophrenia, in my family, it was like, you know, we don't take this outside of the household, or we didn't really discuss that it was a mental illness. I thought my dad was just an alcoholic, so, you know, I did the same thing. You know, I'm like, I don't want to shame. I don't want to be considered mentally weak, because we know in sports, those two don't go hand in hand, you know, mental illness and being tough, you know. So, I was just like, you know, I'll deal with it myself. But dealing with it myself, honestly, almost cost me my life.
Those are the dulcet tones of Shamika Holdsquaw, WNBA legend, who joins us here on the Spano and Black Attack, and the film, which debuts today, May 3rd, on Logo. It's called Mind Game, The Unquiet Journey of Shamika Holdsquaw. Shamika, you know, you mentioned growing up how you had to keep these issues under wraps, and it made for a very difficult childhood because that was the way people handle things. Talk a little bit more about those challenges in childhood and being able to, and having to struggle with things, yet being unable to open up about this struggle while you're excelling on the basketball court and you're headed towards these great things, how internally you're so conflicted with the struggles that you're dealing with in your own head and in your own mind, and you can't verbalize them to try and get the help that you need.
Right, you know, here I am. I'm living in a middle class, you know, neighborhood with my mom and my dad. And, you know, one day, you know, my mom is out somewhere. My dad falls asleep drunk, and we're trying to get in the house. The cops come, you know, the food's burnt. My dad's passed out drunk. They take us to the precinct. I just remember that we couldn't go live with our parents again, and they had to go get help, you know, go to rehab in order to get us back. And I just remember moving to the projects in Astoria to live with my grandmother, and I'm like, wow, you know, this is a lot different from the way that I was growing up, and, you know, getting into fights and different things. So I just really struggled socially. I was one of the bigger kids, the new kids, so in a sense I was bullied, and I didn't like it. You know, I hated it there. So, you know, I was always angry, and my grandmother was like, all right, you know, just keep that, whatever, all that frustration, anger you have, just keep it in here in this household, you know, what goes on, you know, keep it here, because I don't want anyone out there to hurt you. And I remember my grandmother's window was by the basketball court, and she was really protective of me. You know, it's either I went to church, I went to school, I wasn't allowed to, like, just hang out on the corner, but she would let me go play basketball. And I can remember her saying something that she's like, you know, take out all your frustrations on that basketball court. So for me, basketball was like my coping mechanism. In a sense, it was like my drug. I would just go out there and just practice and practice, and I was able to release a lot of that stress. But luckily, I also had a grandmother that knew something wasn't right. You know, an 11-year-old, you ask them, what do you want to paint your room? And I remember saying black, and I would want to wear dark colors all the time. And my grandmother said, hey, you know, we got to get you to a therapist. I think you're, you know, going through depression. So she took me to therapy. She also took me to a program called Olatine, which is for kids that have parents and relatives that are struggling with alcohol addiction. And, you know, I learned a lot. I learned that my parents had a disease and that, you know, this was something that was taking over their body, that they were trying, body and mind, but they were trying to get help. I also learned, you know, to try to open up about my feelings and express how I said, because I was just an introvert. I just kept everything inside. But you know what? That's around the time, like, I really started getting involved in sports and starting to fit in. So things changed for me really quick. And the story here is that as I started to get success at University of Tennessee, you know, we're winning championships, the same female Michael Jordan, all these great things, my issues were always swept under the rug because I was always, you know, I got to be that player. I got to be this person for the media. I got to get that 20 or 10. And ultimately, when I lost my grandmother, who I was very close with, that was like a major trigger in my life.
Well, you know, it's an interesting journey. How are you handling things now? We've got about a minute left with you. How are you handling things now? How is your day-to-day existence going on? And are you in a happy place?
You know what? I'm in a great space. You know, I just take it one day at a time. And I know in order for me to live, you know, a healthy and productive life, that takes me going to therapy. That takes me taking my medication because I do have a chemical imbalance. I do suffer from bipolar 2 disorder, in which I was, like, misdiagnosed for years. And, you know, I'm just doing the work. You know, it's very important to do the work and allow my support system to love me and to communicate with them. If I'm having a bad day, I don't just go at it by myself. I make sure I pick up the phone and talk to someone. And that's, again, that's just the growth. If you ask me this, you know, 10 years ago, you know, 50 years ago, what would I have done? I would have probably been, you know, on my own somewhere, you know, coming down from a high all alone and really going through a lot of emotional challenges. But, you know, the days are better right now.
Shamika, thanks so much for a few minutes. You know, it's always a pleasure to have you on, and we'd love to do this again down the line. But let's mention it one more time as you go out the door. The film debuts tonight on Logo. It's Mind Game, The Unquiet Journey of Shamika Holtzclaw. Thank you so much for a few minutes. Thank you not only for doing the film, sharing, and being as open as you've been with us today. We really do appreciate it, and we look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Thank you. Thank you, Joe and Bob. I appreciate it.
Anytime.
Our pleasure. Bye-bye now. That was Shamika Holtzclaw joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. On the other side, we go back to the NBA hardwood, and we talk Game 2. Western Conference Semifinals, San Antonio Spurs, Oklahoma City Thunder. That's next, along with your calls at 800-878-PLAY and your tweets at Span56, at BobBlack71, at Sports Byline USA. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You know, this is a nice place to visit.
Indeed it is. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano at Span 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Joe, that was quite a moving interview with Shaniqua. She just spilled her guts. And the documentary itself is outstanding. There's a link to the movie that we had the privilege to have given to us. And it's quite a journey she's had in her life. And it looks like she's coming out the other side of it intact.
Yeah, absolutely. She's newly married and everything else. So, you know, again, a great interview. A great movie. Check it out tonight on Logo. And, you know, I guess it debuts tonight on Logo, but it'll be available periodically all month long on Logo. So make sure you check that out. Again, a great movie, a great story, a documentary, really, that chronicles her struggle. And we appreciate her honesty. And we've had a couple of terrific interviews. And if you missed any of them or there's any part of the Spano and Black Attack that you missed, make sure you follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. Because we have Best of Byline each and every day. Two-hour block of the best and brightest from earlier in the day on Sports Byline, 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific time. And if you follow us on Twitter, at Sports Byline USA, we'll let you know exactly what's coming up on Best of Byline. And I'm pretty confident that you'll be hearing, and if you missed it, you'll have a chance to listen to the Shamika Holtzclaw interview today on Best of Byline.
Yeah, no question about it. What do you say we go back to the NBA in San Antonio, Oklahoma City, in what was just a rabble-rousing, crazy-ass game?
Well, the end in particular was crazy. But I'll tell you something. What a difference a couple of days make.
Yeah.
Because San Antonio came out in game one of this series, and they really stormed the castle. And there's no other way I can describe it except they were at their own castle, so they really didn't storm the castle at all. But they took the lead early and never looked back. And when you looked at game one of this series, that game was over. If you weren't sure it was over at the end of the first quarter, you were certainly sure it was over at halftime. And
Oh, yeah. There
was not a single run by OKC in game one that made it remotely close. The entire fourth quarter of the game was garbage time for both clubs, as they both called off the dogs and went to their reserves and played guys that aren't even in the rotation for the entire fourth quarter. That said, this was a completely different contest. OKC comes out, and they get off to the big start. It's only 29-21 after the first quarter, OKC with the 8-point lead. But boy, San Antonio, for a big chunk of that first quarter, really struggled to get their shot down. And then San Antonio pulled closer with the 32-point second quarter. They pulled even closer again, shaving another couple of points off the lead in the third quarter. And you had what set up to be a dynamite and exciting fourth quarter, and it was all that more. And ultimately, with 13.5 seconds left, You got a one-point game with Dion Waiters being the inbounder, and then all hell broke loose, for lack of a better word, as this was as wild an ending to a basketball game as I've seen in a long time, especially when you consider that in this wild 13.5 seconds, no points were scored.
Yeah.
Usually when we're talking about wild endings, oh, this team made a shot, then they came out and they made a shot before the buzzer. Here the last 13.5 seconds were crazy, but nobody scored a damn point.
Yep, it was absolute insanity. You know, and it's funny, when we started talking about this game prior to the interviews, you know, you mentioned Steven Adams running at Patty Mills and really altering what ended up being a shot that looked like you and I would have put up. Steven Adams in this basketball game was the difference maker to me. And as much as, you know, Kawhi Leonard and LaMarcus Aldridge had brilliant games for San Antonio, statistically, you look at it.
I wouldn't go so far as to say Kawhi Leonard was brilliant by any stretch. It was a real down game for Kawhi Leonard. Just 7 for 18 from the field, only scoring 14 points. One of the big things about this game for San Antonio, it was really about LaMarcus Aldridge and not much else. He was a one man gang, putting up 41 and 8 rebounds, and that was one of the big problems for San Antonio. That and their inability to get into an offensive flow that allowed OKC to function really well in transition. Those were two big things that I saw.
Well, Kawhi Leonard, though, contributes in other ways, and he did throughout this game. I mean, look, Kevin Durant's going to get his points no matter what, but Kawhi Leonard made him earn a lot of things, and he rotated on different players. But my point was going to be is that Steven Adams, in his 37 minutes, those 17 boards, and Joe, the physicality and the defensive effort that he brought up and down that basketball court was a difference maker in this basketball game. He had a major impact on the outcome of this win for Oklahoma City.
Oh, no doubt. And unlike in game one, Westbrook and Durant were terrific for the Oklahoma City Thunder. Durant with 28 on 11 for 19. You know, he had 10 points in that pivotal fourth quarter. And Westbrook, 29 points on 11 for 25 from the field, 10 dimes, 7 rebounds as well. So an awful lot went right here for OKC. Your big two played brilliantly. Steven Adams, another one of your starters, played brilliantly in this one. And for San Antonio, offensively, they were really a one-man band in LaMarcus Aldridge. Their defensive execution wasn't near as good as it was in game one. And really on offense all around, poor job on offense. Their execution wasn't good. And it led to OKC getting into transition an awful lot, which is where they thrive. It was just a very flat effort by San Antonio standards. They lose home court, and they're never going to hear the end of this from Pop. And maybe in some ways it'll serve them well as a wake-up call. Yeah, you blew them out in game one. See, you started to believe your press clippings and how good you were. And look at what happened. You played as bad as you guys could play. They played as good as they could play. They stole one. But when you look at it, as well as OKC played, they managed to win this one by one. And to me, ultimately, this bodes in some ways real well for San Antonio. They're just the better club. They do a better job of maximizing opportunities. And it looks like as this series is going to unfold, unless everything goes right all the time for OKC, they're going to come up short.
Well, that building is going to be rocking and rolling as it usually is in the Chesapeake. But, you know, again, you saw some things in the game yesterday that it bodes well for OKC in some manner, too. Tony Parker can't handle Russell Westbrook. He just can't do it.
Who can handle Russell Westbrook?
Very few can. But it also threw him off his game on the other end where he was a non-factor offensively. If that can get corrected, then San Antonio obviously has a better chance as they hit the road. But that stuck out for me. And the other aspect of it, too, and from the San Antonio's perspective, Aldridge could not have done any more than he did yesterday. 15-21. All his free throws, the rebounds, 3 assists. He played as good a game, and he stepped up in the big moment. And considering he's going to be the face of that franchise along with Leonard going forward, San Antonio fans were going, all right, this guy comes and he brings it every single game. Nice for San Antonio, and watch out in OKC because he's going to bring his game to the Chesapeake as well.
Couldn't agree with you more. But you know what was interesting, and I don't know if you caught halftime, and I thought Charles Barkley, and he makes some unorthodox points that a lot of times are quite right, and he brought something up, and it's sometimes one of the reasons why OKC is so frustrating, and at times the whole can be less than the sum of the parts. He talked about the fact that Durant and Westbrook don't really trust their teammates, the likes of Steven Adams and Enes Kanter. And I think that's very real. And I think it's problematic because when you look at this game, OKC played really, really well. And San Antonio played, by their standards, really, really poorly. And yet, in the final seconds, this one was anybody's game. And you could make a case that if this game is officiated correctly down the stretch, San Antonio's got a real good shot of stealing a game that in many ways they had no business winning, Bob.
Yeah, no question about it, and that's where we should pick it up on the other side.
We'll do just that and take your calls at 800-878-PLAY and read your tweets at Span56, at BobBlack71, or at SportsByline USA. That's all next here on the Spano and Black Attack, so you be sure to keep it where it is.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
With OnStar, you don't need to drive the newest model car to have the latest in connectivity. If you're not connected, now get select OnStar services free for 3 years with no strings attached. You'll get a mobile app that lets you start your car or unlock your doors from your phone and monthly diagnostic email reports. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 years of free mobile app and diagnostic services. Emergency and security services are not included. Eligible on select 2011 and newer vehicles. Visit OnStar.com for details, coverage map, and system limitations.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
All right, people, let's move like we've got a purpose.
Well, we have been. We're purposely covering San Antonio and Oklahoma City. And, Joe, before we went to the break, you know, we were talking about the trust factor and the fact that, and you brought up Charles Barkley, and I did not hear that comment. However, Craig Sager addressed it after the game with Russell Westbrook, and I did hear it there, in that Westbrook and Durant do not trust the rest of their teammates to get it done offensively in crunch time. And it's a fatal flaw for this, or potentially a fatal flaw for this Oklahoma City team. And I'll explain to you why, to our audience, why I feel this way, in that, look, Enes Kanter can't be on the floor at crunch time because of his defensive liabilities. If he played better defense, they would trust him offensively to get the job done. I mean, he's a scoring machine when he's on the court, but he doesn't play any defense. Adams needs to be on the floor, but there's no offense there. Ibaka, I think they can trust, but ultimately, as evolved as his offensive game has become, the two of them are just flat out better. And since James Harden has left town, they've never had the two guard in position where they can definitely say, all right, we're getting doubled on both ends here. Let's just throw it to the shooting guard and let him score. It's they're playing 2-on-5 basketball a lot of times offensively at the end of games, and it comes back to bite them. I think it's a major reason why they can't close out games a lot of times.
Fair point. I mean, and closing out games has become an overriding issue, and you mentioned it in this one. This was a game that was really theirs throughout. I understand. And San Antonio shaved and shaved, but they played about as bad as they could play, and they grinded. And I won't say they didn't bring intensity, but there was a frustration level that you could see with Pop all yeah. night long as it related to what they brought to the table. And he talked, I can't say a lot because he's Pop, he doesn't talk a lot, but whatever amount of talking he did, He talked about the fact that they executed very poorly on the offensive end, and that allowed OKC to thrive in transition, and that was a major difference. But again, if I'm OKC, I'd be real worried. You played about as good as you could play and allowed everybody to get as involved as they get. Yet at crunch time, there was potential to lose this game. And I still say if they officiate this whole thing correctly, I mean, they could have called one of 30 violations from
yeah.
jumping on the inbounds pass to stepping inbounds and elbowing Manu Ginobili to Manu Ginobili actually coming across and committing a violation of his own as it relates to harassing the inbounder to Kawhi Leonard grabbing a whole bunch of Russell Westbrook's jersey. There's about 20 violations in that last 13 and a half seconds and inbound play. That said, I think ultimately the one that overrides them all was the fact that Dion Waiters actually stepped inbounds, elbowed Ginobili, then proceeded to basically put up a jump shot as the inbounds yeah. pass that was a violation. That said, if you call it right, and the officials admitted they missed the boat here. If you call it right, you give San Antonio a chance to run a play with 13 and a half seconds left with the veterans they have and quality offensive personnel that they have. We might be talking about San Antonio bringing their C game to a playoff game and still managing to win. Instead, yeah. we're talking about them coming up a little bit short, playing about as bad as they can. And I'm going to tell you this. It's Greg Popovich, so he'll absolutely positively use this as a teaching and learning point. And this San Antonio Spurs team, I'm not saying they're going to have an easy time with OKC, but I can guarantee you this. You will not get that B-minus, C-plus effort again from them going forward in the playoffs. And now they get to rest until Friday night. And game three is in OKC, and the place will be rocking. But don't be shocked if San Antonio comes out, takes the wind right out of the sails of the Thunder, and takes back home court in that series in game three.
Well, I think this one is going to go back and forth. It's both of these teams are intense. Both of these teams are well coached. And again, I want to point at Billy Donovan here for just a second. And, you know, this is why they brought him in. This is why he's sitting on the bench next to Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook is so that doesn't happen. This big test here in this particular series against the team, the quality of the San Antonio Spurs, how he handles this, how he has this team ready in game three is going to go a long way. Because, you know, we always talk about the pivotal game five. It could be in this particular series that game three ends up being the pivotal game. If OKC can hold on, I think it eases their burden a little bit. Game four, you know, hold serve, and then away you go.
Well, I'll tell you what, if they win game three, boy, the pendulum really shifts and the pressure's really on the San Antonio Spurs, and it would be all hands on deck for them in game four, because if they don't knock the thing back up at 2-2 after four and it's 3-1 OKC, while I love San Antonio and I have my reservations about OKC, I think the Spurs would be hard-pressed to overcome a 3-1 deficit in a series against OKC.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. It's going to be fun. And we knew this matchup was going to be a great one anyway. And, you know, regardless of whether it goes seven or not, they're just that quality of team. Both.
Well said, Bob. What do you say we move on? And they get off until Friday. They're off until Friday. Yeah. Game three of the series is Friday as they try and get the NBA playoffs kind of back on schedule. Tonight we got two games, one in Eastern Conference, one in the West. Game one, Miami-Toronto, and then the nightcap is game one, Golden State and Portland. Let's start with Eastern Conference matchup, two-seed Toronto hosting three-seed Miami in the East in what I think presents to be a very, very intriguing matchup. Miami has played great ball down the stretch. They were taxed and taken to seven games by Charlotte. Toronto, you know, they're the number two seed in the Eastern Conference. We love their roster. We love their potential. We love their growth this regular season. But once again, postseason struggles. They find a way to survive in advance in a tough seven-game series with Indiana. But now the spotlight's going to be on them again as Miami comes to their building. And one thing about most of the guys on this Heat team, they've had playoff experience. They've had success before. They're not going to be tight as the playoffs move along. We've talked about it a lot with Toronto. They're nothing but tight in the postseason. This is a game one in Toronto. There'll be 20,000 in the building, another 20,000 standing outside watching it on monitors outside the building. And you got to wonder what kind of start Toronto gets off to and what kind of pressure they put themselves under.
I think a lot of the direction this game one is going to go is going to be determined by whether or not Dwayne Wade's legs are tired. And if they're not, I think they go in as the team that's been there. I think they go in, and if they can take it to Toronto early and put them under a bit of pressure early, as you said, you got 20 in, 20 out watching this go on. If you take the air out of the balloon, this Toronto team has showed a tendency of not being able to reinflate it when it matters. And if Miami gets off to a quick start in this series, they do have that killer instinct, where I think whether or not Toronto has that killer instinct is still a TBD.
Well said. And I do agree with you wholeheartedly in that Toronto, they're not bringing their best every night to the postseason. And most nights Miami does. And Toronto has, on a handful of occasions, snatched defeat from the jaws of victory here. And they really put themselves in a situation where they were taxed, where they didn't need to be, against Indiana. They had taken control of the series and were in a position to make short work of the Indiana Pacers after getting off to the shaky start in game one. And they really didn't take advantage of that. If they let the Miami Heat up off the deck, or don't take advantage of opportunities afforded to them by the Miami Heat, they will go out, and they will go out in a resounding fashion. This game one is incredibly important for Toronto. They need to win, and they need to be impressive and perhaps put themselves in a position where they can set the tone for this series.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I think if Miami does take this opening game, it ends up being a short series. I think you're spot on right.
I don't know about that. I know it's a chance for them to set the tone. That's what I will say.
I think it could end up being short. I really do. As much as I like Toronto's talent, if Miami can get in there and steal that first one, I could see it being a five-gamer, maybe a six-gamer.
Okay.
But I could see it being a five-gamer.
It certainly sets the tone and puts Toronto behind the eight ball, and the pressure really starts to mount. We've seen an awful lot of that thus far already for them in this postseason. All right, let's go out west. Go west, young man, as Horace Greeley said. Golden State, Portland, game two.
Horace Greenberg.
Yes.
right, Archie.
Nobody remembers that but us. But game two, best of seven Western Conference semifinals. Golden State, super impressive in game one. I guess the crux of the biscuit here is Golden State does have enough to take the measure of Portland. Going forward, depending on what kind of Steph Curry they get back, they may or may not have enough to move on to the NBA Finals and beyond. But we already saw that without Steph Curry against Portland, it wasn't a problem, at least for one game. You know, new night, new matchup. We'll see what happens. Again, for Portland, there's two things that they generally count on for success. Their backcourt of Damian Lillard and C.J. McCollum outplaying your backcourt. Well, there's a chance of that when you remember that Steph Curry's not the backcourt for the Golden State Warriors. Right. And the other thing is they beat you up on the offensive glass and take advantage of the offensive glass to get second-chance points. If they can do both of those things, they can win games. They weren't able to do both of those things or any of those things in Game 1, and that's why they didn't win. If they can do both of those things in Game 2, they have a chance to win. But this is a Golden State team on a mission to survive in advance until they can get Steph Curry back, and they really haven't missed too many beats without him.
I'm not conceding the game to Golden State, but it's such a difficult place to win on that court. And Golden State, just they're compensating right now, and I get it. You shoot 13 for 43 out of your strength in Lillard and McCollum, you ain't going to win the basketball game. It's as simple as that. I don't care what you're doing on the glass or what anybody else does. And it was a complete group effort by Golden State in game one. I'm expecting the same tonight. I mean, I think the shooting will be better from Portland, but I don't think it will be enough to compensate. I think what you're really going to find out about this series starts in Portland and whether or not their guards at that point can take over this series and exploit their home court advantage. You know, should they pull the upset tonight, then it's all hands on deck, but I flat out just don't see it.
Bob? Hard for me to disagree with you there because the realities are I don't see it either. I think they take care of their business here and throughout this series. I think the stakes ramp up for them in the Western Conference Finals. And at that point, the health of Steph Curry becomes extremely, extremely important, Bob.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, on the other side, we'll tie a bow around this Tuesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063.
800-957-6063.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. What a terrific show we had today, and we hope you enjoyed it. We'd like to thank Shaniqua for coming on board today, and Ms. Holstlaw, what a wonderful experience that was. She opened up to us like we've had few guests open up to us ever. And Travis Ryer, of course, bringing his expertise to the table. And again, you know, best of Byline, 6 p.m. Eastern time and 3 Pacific time. And you know, whether or not this ends up there today remains to be seen. But there's always some great programming there, whether it's us, whether it's Tittle, whether it's Ron Barr. And the choices are endless and the possibilities are wide open. You know, again, NBA playoffs in full swing. I'm still in a state of shock over the ending of that game last night. And, you know, regardless, and I think we covered it very well in the fact that the play was even allowed to go on was a miscarriage right there. But the fact that it did go on and then nothing was called from that point on just kind of reemphasizes how badly officiated the back end of that basketball game was in those final 13 seconds. It was a horror show. A horror show. The NBA, it's the NBA's worst nightmare. When you have two elite teams like that, and basically the game being decided by just horrific officiating, I'm sure there's some phone calls being made as we speak. Well, that's it for this edition of The Attack. I want to thank our guests again for coming on board. We really appreciate it. Thanks to Robert for keeping everything on the air and making sure everything is well coordinated, as he always does. For Joe Spano, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.